So I recently had a request about a lesbian audio. And I do have more ideas for to God, I can't even talk. I do have ideas to do more audios geared towards women. And since someone had recently asked me, I thought I would go ahead and make up my next one. I don't know if you guys can hear it, and you honestly probably can, but I have my vibrator on, and it's pretty strong. So what I wanted to tell you guys about the first time I had sex with my ex-girlfriend, which a fun fact before we start, I've only ever been physically with one woman and one man. That man is my husband. And I was with my girlfriend before I met my husband, and afterwards, her and I had a very open relationship. So I actually started dating and married while I was still dating her. So the first time I had sex with her. Oh fuck. Oh my god, I'm so fucking horny. I don't even know if I'll finish this story before coming. maybe I'll make this like a two-part. We were at my house, and we were in my bedroom, and she had recently gotten her nipples and her clit pierced. And so, I wanted to see. It wasn't so recent that they hadn't healed. Otherwise, I don't think she would have shown me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. You know what? Next time I won't start masturbating right away. I'll talk some more, and then oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. I turned my vibrator off. Oh my god, that felt so good. Let me at least give you a description of my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend. She was a bigger girl. She was taller than me. And when I say bigger girl, she had curves. She did have a little bit of a belly. She was soft and squishy and in like the most perfect places. She was white. She had, I'm pretty sure her breasts were a D. I kind of want to say double D, but I don't know. And she had pink nipples. She had naturally blonde hair, but she always dyed it, so it was always some funky color. except for her pussy. She would keep her hair trimmed, and so she just had this light blonde hair down there, and she had pretty fair skin. So, the first time we had sex, we were in my room, and I had never been with a woman before. So, I told her I wanted to see her piercings. So she showed me her nipple piercings, and I was like, oh, you know, can I touch them? Can I do this? Can I do that? And then I told her I really wanted to see her clit piercing. She was a little bit shy about that. And then she got on my bed, she took her pants off, and I told her to lay down. So she was laying down, her head was at the foot of my bed, and I was on my hands and knees, and I had my head between her legs, like, and I hadn't done anything, just then. I was just looking at the piercing, and I think at that time, like, my mind was just blown, because I'm thinking, you know, I can't imagine piercing anything down there. And so, you know, I was looking at the piercing, and then I just took my thumb and I rubbed her clit a little bit, which made her gasp. And she sat up and she told me to lay back. Now, I still was fully dressed. So I laid down, and she straddled me, and we started kissing. So I, this is gonna sound funny, I didn't like kissing her, and I think it was because she had the softest lips ever, and I know that, like, some people probably think that's, you know, a good thing. She had the softest lips in the world, and it felt like I was kissing nothing. so I didn't really like kissing her, so I kept trying to, you know, like, kiss down her chin and down her jaw and her neck, and, you know, I really, really wanted to get to her breasts. So finally, you know, she got the hint, and she was leaning over me, and I started sucking on her nipples, and holy shit, you guys. In that moment, you know, I realized this is where it's at. I realized I absolutely love sucking on breasts. I love sucking on big nipples, you know, and being with a man, it's just not the same. So I did that. I just wanted to keep doing that. I didn't want to stop. And then I eventually was thinking, I really need to lick her pussy. And she wanted me to, you know, she kept trying to undress me, but I was so focused on her. Like, I wasn't even worried about my own pleasure. I was so worried about her and getting her off and just wanting to do everything to her, because it was such a new experience. I wanted to touch her everywhere. I wanted to kiss her everywhere. I wanted my tongue on every fucking inch of her body. So she laid back, you know, and I told her not to worry about me. I was like, you know, I'm fine. This is just about you. I just really want to do this, which, you know, I think it was really for me. I was being completely selfish. So she laid back into the position that she was before, and I just took time just like looking at her. Her pussy was so pink, and I started rubbing her clit again, and she had like these cute little moans, like almost like a mewling sound, or like a whimper, and I couldn't get enough of it. So I started licking her. I needed to taste her. I had to put my tongue in her. I started licking her, and she had her head back and had her eyes closed, and she's just I never experienced anything like that. It was so fun just having her under my control like that. And I fingered her and licked her until she came on my fingers over and over. And now I was married at this time. So in the end, my husband was in the living room. He had no idea what we were doing. And he knocked on the door and told me he was about to leave. So I told him to wait, told him not to come in. We got dressed and, I went out and wanted to give him a kiss. So he kissed me and I just whispered really quick, I just ate my girlfriend up. And his response was, "Is that what I'm tasting?" Oh my God. So that's the story of, the first time I had sex with a woman, and it wasn't the last time. And after we broke up, I missed it so much. I miss having a woman's body, that I can play with and touch, and I resented getting married, to a male. I would lay in bed and just look at him and be like, "Oh, you're not a woman." I miss it so much, and I still, I haven't been with a woman since, and this was years ago. This was back in 2011. I haven't been with a woman since, and I still every once in a while get this craving where, no man can satisfy, and I want to be with a woman. I want to lick her, taste her, everything. I just want to bring her pleasure. So I hope you guys enjoy that. I know it's not, like my how I do my stories, or like that. I just me talking and telling you guys and coming in the beginning. So I hope this is okay. I might have more sexy stories to recap that I can come or tell you guys about or something. But definitely give me feedback on this. Tell me if you liked this style. Tell me what you would do differently. Tell me that, I needed to come throughout the whole thing instead of stopping. But yeah, I appreciate the feedback. I love the feedback. I love the ideas. And women, oh my gosh, women, you guys are amazing. We are absolutely amazing. So I hope you guys enjoy this one.